It's Classical Spotlight, and coming up tomorrow night at the Radius is a wonderful composition recital from Darian Thomas. He's here. It's free and open to the public, and what are we going to hear?
Well, you're going to hear a couple of my pieces, mostly string music. There's going to be a string trio that I wrote over the past summer and a string quartet that I wrote after my tour of England with the Youth Orchestras of San Antonio. In addition to that, you'll hear a couple of solo viola pieces by a professor at Trinity. Her name is Jill Venge. And you'll also hear an interesting take on Giulio, which is for solo cello, but with a old friend of mine rapping over it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's very fun. Tell us, when you compose, do you like to, is it one of those things you sing in the shower, or you like to write down with pencil and paper, or are you a Finale or Sibelius guy? Tell us a little bit about the physical
Sibelius part.
Yeah, tell us about the physical part of composing.
Well, for me, things tend to actually be more riff-based, so I'll have my violin with me, and I'll fiddle around for a while and see if anything catches my ear. And once I get a motive or a motif or something that I can really work with, I'll play with it, and usually, if it works, then a substantial idea develops from it. So, by example, with the British Quartet, I used the Westminster Chimes for pretty much the whole piece. And beyond that, I just take pictures, and especially in this case, pictures from the trip, and I kind of set them to music using that idea and seeing how they can fit together. And that's how I get the concept of a field of poppies or patchwork fields, stained glass, or memories.
And this is something that you're actually going to be performing on. You're going to play in the quartet, right?
Yes, I am.
So how is that to, I mean, have you performed your own music before?
Yes, I have. It's very nice because I kind of don't have to fret as much about preparing it, which sounds probably questionable, but it's not so much that I don't put as much care into it. It's just that because it originated from me, I already know what I wanted. So the whole interpretation part of playing the violin goes away because I already know what I want since I wrote it. And it's a bit of a soothing process for me. And then seeing other musicians try and handle my music, that's always a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Have you guys been rehearsing the quartet?
Yes, we have a lot.
How's that going?
It's going really well. It's come to a very good point. Everything feels really comfortable, and I think it's going to sound really, really cool.
The concert is tomorrow night, Friday,
yes,
at 7:30,
right.
Free and open to the public. Tell us a little bit about how do you decide the genre? I mean, you could write a string orchestra, you could write a song. How did you decide, especially for me, writing a solo piece, something that you're like you wrote for Jill? It's sometimes hard to just have one instrument, just that one voice.
It definitely is, and that's actually why I took a long time before I did that. In fact, short history. With most of my composition, I actually started with piano writing just because I didn't feel competent enough to write for my own instrument or any stringed instrument. Then I slowly came around to writing for strings, and now I'm at a point to where I'm really comfortable with writing for string ensembles. One of my favorite mediums is to write for string orchestra with a string quartet. That's just a really fun place for me to be, and I know exactly how to use it and how to make it work. So recently, it was kind of funny because I was waiting for the results of the Cactus Pair competition. And I thought to myself, I have a couple of hours before the results come out. What could I do for a couple of hours? So I decided to write a piece. And I thought it should be something not too big so that I can do it in this time. And so I found a cool riff on my violin, and I just went with that and ended up writing a set of three violin pieces. And then I figured the techniques I were using in it could be a little shrill, especially lots of the false harmonics I was using. So I thought it would be really cool if I put these for viola. And I did, readjusted some of the chords to make sure that it worked out. And it's a really cool set of pieces. But I definitely wanted to wait until I was more mature compositionally in order to do it.
We're speaking with Darian Thomas, who has a composition recital tomorrow night. Do you describe your music or style in a particular way?
Well, I can do post-minimalism rather well because I was obsessed with minimalism for a long time. But from the studies I've been doing with Professor James Seiler at Incarnate Word, he has told me that I have a rhythmic vocabulary that kind of sticks out, and also a bit of a harmonic vocabulary that isn't as common to what's going on right now in the classical world. I kind of attribute that to my growing up with a lot of pop music, rock music, hip-hop, R&B, gospel, all of that. I try to bring that into what I'm writing. So I guess as far as the style is concerned, it can be really fiddlish because that's the fun stuff to do on violin. But it can also be really contemporary sounding, maybe stuff that you would hear in a musical as far as harmony is concerned, but with a more classical structure to it.
Are there some composers or violinists that have influenced you along the way?
Composers, yes. Violinists, probably. It would take longer to think of them, but composers, definitely. I'm completely in love with Jennifer Higdon and all of her work, especially her story, how she pretty much materialized in like 3 years. It was just like, and I didn't know music, and now I do, and I'm awesome at it. So she's really inspiring for me, and I look up to her a lot. As well, Eric Whitaker, especially with his use of clusters all over the place. That's really intriguing for me, and I like to study that. Other than that, a lot of French composers, especially Poulenc, who was actually my great-grand teacher, I think, when I was studying with Troy Peters, and his teacher was Ned Roram, and his teacher was Poulenc. So that made me ecstatic when I found that out. But I love all the textures and colors of French music, and I try to use those a lot in my composition.
Darian, we're looking forward to the concert, and
thank you.
I wish you well, and we'll check back with you, all
Hope
right?
See everyone there.